Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 474. The Real Secret to Making Money by Following Your Passion, by Chris Guillebeau with GetRichSlowly.org. And I am Dan. A happy Monday to you, and a happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day as well. This is, of course, the podcast where I read articles to you every single day of the year, and I'm going to get right to it as we hear from Chris Guillebeau and optimize your life. The Real Secret to Making Money by Following Your Passion, by Chris Guillebeau with GetRichSlowly.org. You've probably heard the line about following your passion to the bank. Just do something you love and cash in, right? As an astute reader of Get Rich Slowly, chances are you also know that there's more to it than that. Lots of people follow their passions and fail to make any money. Meanwhile, others are indeed able to craft a new life for themselves and earn a lot of money by pursuing something they love to do and finding a way to craft a business around it. What's the difference between these two groups? What separates those who fail from those who succeed? Well, it's not about working less, manifesting riches, or waiting for wealth to arrive at your doorstep. It's about making something that improves the state of the world, or at least the lives of a small group of people willing to pay for it. It's about working more, but spending your time on the things you love to do. In researching my new book, I discovered a not-so-secret formula. This formula isn't found on the road to Bali or in the depths of a Mayan temple. Instead, it comes from the lessons of ordinary people who created a new future for themselves using a small amount of money and the skills they already had. Here's the formula. Passion plus usefulness equals value. You can be passionate about all kinds of things that won't actually pay you anything, but when you combine your passion with something that's useful to the world, that's where you'll find synergy. And that's how you can make some money. The $100 startup model. I recently completed a multi-year study of 1,500 people who had built freedom businesses by using the skills they already had. For the study, we didn't want to hear from self-described entrepreneurs, billionaires, or even anyone who had much of a business background. Instead, we had a few specific criteria that everyone had to meet to be part of the study. At least $50,000 a year in net income. Many earned much more, but the average U.S. income of $50,000 a year was the baseline. Full financial disclosure. Respondents had to agree to share their annual income. 5 employees or fewer. Many of the studies in my book have no employees by design. Low startup costs. Most spent less than $1,000, and 1/3 spent $100 or less. And no special skills, or at least no skills that couldn't be replicated by others. From the initial group of 1,500, we narrowed down to the top 70 stories. These stories appear in my new book, The $100 Startup. The goal was to craft a narrative around these accidental entrepreneurs, to understand exactly how they did it, and to provide a blueprint that readers can follow as they pursue their own freedom. A few of the stories include Heather Allard, the mogul mom who built a business after making a blanket for her daughter. She later sold the business and now teaches other moms how to be self-employed. Gary Leff, who helps people book international plane tickets with their frequent flyer miles. Gary works full-time as a CFO, but this side business brings in more than $100,000 a year. Susanna Conway, a former journalist from England who got the surprise of her life when she earned more than $140,000 last year teaching photography. Sarah Young, who started a yarn shop in Portland, Oregon at the height of the recession. 2 years later, business is booming, and Sarah recently celebrated her first $10,000 day. And Jen Adrian and Omar Nori, 2 young design students who started a map-making business from their Columbus, Ohio apartment. Within 6 months, they had quit their day jobs to focus full-time on the business. Each of these people found a way to apply the formula. They did something they were passionate about, but they also made sure to translate their passion into a valuable skill. These and other stories from the book combine to form a common message. The skills and the money you already have are all you need. Many of the people I talked with didn't consider themselves to be entrepreneurs. They were ordinary people who made a few specific choices. Some had been laid off or otherwise experienced a painful transition, but then crafted a new life for themselves as they engaged with their first customers or clients. More than one said, "Being let go was painful at the time, but it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to me." Making the leap. We live in exciting times. At the touch of a button, we can go online and connect with thousands of people all over the world. No matter our interests, we can instantly find other people who share the same values and concerns. Most of us who read this blog are very well off, at least in comparison to the rest of the world. We have the resources to choose how we spend our money and how to structure our free time. We have tremendous opportunities to create, connect, and, yes, to earn a good living. What's exciting is the timing and scale of it all. If you want to take the leap to working for yourself, or even if you just want to earn a healthy side income, there's no longer any need to wait. But don't take it from me. Take it from 1,500 people from all different backgrounds and from all over the world. They found personal freedom by improving the lives of others. You just listened to the post titled "The Real Secret to Making Money by Following Your Passion" by Chris Guillebeau with GetRichSlowly.org. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Chris, who has a really unique story that you can check out. He started his site, which he called The Art of Nonconformity, to chronicle his journey to every country in the world, and he did it. He completed that journey before his 35th birthday. Chris has a few books worth checking out. They are The Art of Nonconformity, and that one was translated into more than 30 languages. Then came The $100 Startup, which was mentioned in this post, and was a New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestseller, selling more than 700,000 copies worldwide. And his book, The Money Tree, is all about finding the fortune in your own backyard. He also hosts the popular World Domination Summit in Portland, and you can come by chrisguillebeau.com to learn about that and a lot more. But I think that's going to do it for today. I thank you so much for being a subscriber. Have a great rest of your holiday today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.